Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this lovely, lovely Friday in May. I'm Dan, the Produce Man, along with
Patrick Kelly, everyone.
Yes, here we are, Patrick in the East Coast studio. I'm in the West Coast studio, and we are here together for you. Hey, folks, today's Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast and sponsored by Naked Onions, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, Sunrays, the snack with impact, and Dole Food Company. Yes, it's a lovely day here in the Bay, and Patrick, you've been traveling, my man. You have, kind of like Johnny Cash. I've been everywhere, man, and you travel.
I've been everywhere, man. Everywhere but the Folsom Prison, baby.
Oh, good. We don't want you there. Sure. But it does sound like a country song.
It is a country song. It should be a country song.
You traveled 1,300 miles. 1,300 miles to
travel to Canada.
Try a banana.
I did, man. And what's crazy is we've done, you know, videos with Equifruit. We've had them send them, you know, a few boxes. But when I say go to the source, right? Like, I didn't go to Ecuador or where the actual bananas were produced. But I say when I go to the source, like, Equifruit is in Canada, and a lot of their bananas are distributed in Canada. I did, Dan, 1,300 miles, my friend. And I can't say like I went to the source, like, right? These are grown in Central America. But I went to the source of Equifruit, right? I say the land of Equifruit bananas. And it was cool. It was really cool because, you know, Kim Chacal told me, I can't wait until you take a bite of social justice. And you know, it's their marketing, which gets me every time. And it's fun, it's enjoyable. And again, I mean, who doesn't want to have another emotional experience, you know, when eating your banana that you already like? So I tried my first Equifruit Fair Trade banana. And as you know, they've sent me bananas, they've sent us boxes, we've done other videos, but I haven't been to where I could actually go into a store and purchase an Equifruit Fair Trade banana. And I got to do that. I went into Longo's supermarkets and I saw the sign. I saw Claudia right above the bananas. I walked right over, I bought some, and I ate my first Fair Trade, Equifruit Fair Trade banana in a Starbucks. And I actually had a picture of it. I was with Mimo Franzoni from Longo's supermarkets, and he said, he goes, how's it feel? I said, I can taste social justice, man. I can taste it, brother. So it was pretty cool. And obviously, you know, Equifruit's a sponsor of the show. And I've been a big fan of the brand and being able to see what they've been able to do. But I was able to walk and go into Farm Boy. I was able to go to Loblaws. I was able to go to all of these locations and Sobeys and pick up Equifruit Fair Trade bananas. It is a clear differentiation on the shelf. We saw big displays of Chiquita. We saw them all, right? But then the section of Fair Trade, it was displayed differently. It was more colorful. Even in Costco, right? The boxes of purples and greens, and then seeing Claudia the banana on it, it was definitely an experience, and it was worth flying 1,300 miles to do it, man. I really had a great time with everybody there, and it was amazing. It was just an amazing banana experience, Dan, right?
I'm going to tell you, Patrick, I am definitely not an activist, but I am definitely all about the produce, and I support Equifruit's cause. But what I want to find out from you is I want to find out the feeling that you had, not tasting the fruit, okay? I get everything behind it, but the fruit itself, take me back to that moment when that Equifruit banana hit your taste buds and maybe birds were chirping and butterflies started flying. Tell me about that.
It was like Jim Carrey on Dumb and Dumber, you know, running through the flowers. Flowers everywhere.
Sure.
I love the flower girl.
Awesome.
It was good. And it was interesting to the fact that, you know, you could taste a red apple on certain brands and you could literally say, I'd rather have an apple from this or an orange from this person. And we never know what they do it to, you know, make it better. Right. But I will tell you, we did try the bananas right there. And then we had more. I think I ate 10 bananas in one day. I think we were at when we counted. We were shoving bananas all day long at me.
What stage of ripeness?
So I'm a little bit above you. I am a freckle, but I like not many brown freckles. I just want, you know, a little bit of stardust on there is what I call it, right? Just Ooh. A little bit of freckles on there. And because for me, and Kim and I talked about this in the store, is that she was like, I like the more green to the yellowish finish or yellow with greenish finish because it's got that real fruit flavor and it's not as sweet. Me, I want to taste that brown sugar smell, right?
Yeah.
If you've got smell-o-vision, I want when you pop that banana, you peel it down. I want to taste what that aroma is coming into me. So yeah, that's like, what an Equifruit,
it smells like banana candy.
Oh, yes. It 100%. It tasted, the Equifruit banana tasted 100% of pure, enjoyable goodness. I mean, we're talking Willy Wonka's chocolate factory goodness, everyone.
Now, when you held Claudia in your hands and looked at her before you peeled her, did you tell her, I can see the stardust in your eyes?
I should have.
This is the family show, folks, so this is as far as that goes. But
like I said, I love the flower girl. It was fun. I mean, it was really fun. And again, got to experience more of the industry. And everyone, if you're thinking about what a fair trade banana is, we definitely want you to look that up. Equifruit has a fair trade program that pays farmers fairly, you know, safe working conditions, no harm to children or women. And, you know, really promote, you know, paying farmers fairly. So if you're interested in things like that, right, please, you got to check out Equifruit. And again, for me, it was about having this sponsor for the couple of years that we've had them and not being able to actually go and experience them because they're not in the United States and they soon will be in the United States, but they're not here yet. So it was just a downright fun experience overall to travel from Tampa, Florida to Toronto, Canada, fried banana. Yeah,
leaving your shorts behind and putting on your jacket and scarf.
I was freezing. Huh? I was freezing. But I mean, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, trying new things, you know, bringing the experience to the table and no pun intended. And realistically, just, you know, I tell everybody, I said, emotional experiences happen every single day within produce. And it happens because you can either bite into that banana and go, or you can bite into that banana and be like, nope, not ripe yet. Nope. And people think that's not an emotional experience. Yes, it is. It makes you smile like, oh, just what I was looking for. Or it's going to turn you off to a point where you're like, didn't get the banana right. Oh man, I should have waited one extra day, right, on the shelf. So,
well, sure, absolutely. And it's the same with all fruit. You know, some people like their peaches, nectarines, hard as an apple. Other people want them soft and juicy, like me.
I'm like Justin Bieber. I like my peaches down in Georgia.
Never heard that before, but I have heard Georgia peaches songs before. Well, you know, he's kind of after my time when it comes to music, but that's okay. I'm sure he has the fan base that people.
Maddie Fisher is not going to let you live that down.
Well, I hear he has a very lovely wife, so.
I hear he's got a very lovely voice.
I don't know.
15-year-old Justin Bieber.
And I never will.
Sure. Yes, you will. We're playing Justin Bieber next time we're in the car together. You're done, Dan. We're going on a Justin Bieber fanatic. So get ready, everyone. We're going to. Oh, Dan. Danny boy.
Maybe I'll walk or ride my bike or something.
Oh, Danny boy.
It'll be a far cry from Robert Plant or, Bob Weir, but hey, what the heck?
Yeah, you thought singer-songwriter. This is a whole new level.
Okay, moving along from that. Other things at the, because we're gonna we have to take a break here because we're coming up on time. But some of the other things that you experienced at the Canadian Produce Marketing Association, the you and Jehoon, because he's a big part of behind the scenes with the Produce Industry Podcast, well, with your videos at least, the Produce Industry Show, and does a lot for the podcast. So what kind of things do you guys, just other stuff that you like?
Yeah,
maybe
we
don't have here.
And we're going to talk more about this on the Monday show, everyone. So please stay tuned to Monday as we do the CPMA recap. But we walk the show, stop by the Master Nardi booth. We had some awesome, like, red pepper tacos that were amazing. There was a couple other, went to the Arctic Apples booth, one of our sponsors, and definitely had some granny and some golden apples as well. It was really cool because there was a lot of cooking going on. I was able to try it was like a mushroom based like bread. It was like one of those little tiny little mushroom snack. I don't remember the company of the mushroom.
A mushroom based bread?
Yeah, it was like.
Really? Is it like supposed to be like a no carb thing or low carb? I mean, I'm very interested in this.
I can honestly tell you, I popped it into my mouth and kept walking.
You ate the mushroom and you had a whole new experience. You forgot all about
it. The whole rest of the show, I thought the shark was chasing me, trying to eat me, that I was the banana. Yeah. I thought I was the banana the rest of the whole show, going, get away from me, shark.
Oh, okay. Well, you were Claudia. Well, we won't.
But no, we tried a lot. We tried a lot of products and had a lot of fun. And, you know, again, the purpose of these shows is to be able to try these products, understand what growers, packers, shippers are doing. Because a lot of times, man, it's like, hey, do you want a red pepper? What are you going to do with a red pepper, right? What are you going to do with a mango? So it's cool to walk around and see a lot of the booths creating recipes and showing even the produce community on how we can use all of these recipes from our produce. So if you're a consumer out there listening, you know, this is why Dan has chefs on the show and we talk about what's in the field and on the horizon, right? Because we want to make sure that when you do buy that produce, right, Dan, that you're buying it for a purpose, not buying it to put on your shelf or make your fridge look really colorful. Okay. Cause there's people that do that. They bring in all those oranges and limes and mangoes and all this.
Right. So they can post it on Instagram and look good, but then they don't eat it. We don't see that refrigerator 3 or 4 days later, you know? So eat what you consume. That's a real good one, huh? Don't quote me on that. Consume what you purchase in your fresh produce. And you know, Patrick, you know, we both love fresh produce. And you know, Wayne Dyer always said, doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. So it's not about money. It's about the produce. It's about the people. It's about the industry. And that's why we love doing it so much. And we're going to hear from some of our lovely sponsors. And we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible-to-ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
All right, folks, welcome back. Dan, the produce man here, along with
Patrick Kelly, everyone.
Yes, that's right. It's a lovely, lovely day today, wherever you may be. At least I hope it is. I know it is here, and I'm certain that it is in Tampa, Florida as well.
Beautiful, everyone. Just got back from Birmingham, Alabama. Now, Birmingham was a little humid, had a little bit of rain, a little bit of thunderstorms, so it definitely made the trip enjoyable, but hot and humid.
I spent several months in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. So that's up in the north part of the state. And they used to joke at that and say, that's L.A. I go, L.A., what are you talking about? Yeah, Lower Alabama.
All right, that makes sense.
So, pineapples, okay? There's a new pineapple, and it's pretty awesome. You got to taste it. I'm getting one delivered any day now. And so tell me about the pineapple, man. You experienced that, too.
You know, I did, and that was one of the fun things that, again, I get to try a lot of fresh produce that, you know, people invite me by their booth. You know, Bill Goldfield, great guy from Dole Food Company. He was like, Pat, you know, you got to come try the pineapples, right? You know, last time I was with Dole, I checked out their chopped salad kits, right? So they got a lot going on. And one of the things he wanted to talk about was the artisanal growing of the pineapples. Not a new pineapple, it's not a different variety, right? You know, I went on to talk about the MD2 pineapple, but it's how it's grown. It's more of an art of how they grow it. They're checking it more. They're looking at water levels, right? They're looking at so many aspects of the actual pineapple instead of your traditional crop, right? Which, you know, you're checking rain, you're checking a lot of other things, right? And then you're chopping and bringing it in for production, right? Whether it's going for canned, whether it's going for dehydrated, or you're importing it into the U.S. That's right, everyone. If you're a consumer listening, pineapples are not grown in the United States, and they're not grown on a tree, okay? So a lot of these, okay, United States, continental U.S. I know I got to have one person be like, Hawaii, Hawaii, got him.
Right, exactly.
got that one person, right? But it was good. It was delicious.
Is it a Costa Rican pineapple? Is it?
Yeah, no, still grown in Costa Rican. And again, it's just, like I said, it's more of a art of growing the pineapple. And,
yeah, it's on the plant a little bit longer.
Yep.
So you're going to get that nice goldness and probably some extra sweetness, obviously, if it's on the plant as long as it can be. And the thing is, you know, I talked about this with Bill too on the podcast. 2 or 3 weeks or last month or so. And I did a little video a long time ago where I pulled out a green pineapple. This was when I had my store. And I pulled out a golden pineapple and showed people the difference, but that they were both ripe and ready to eat. But obviously, you're going to get more flavor if something's on the plant long. And if they've got a method, I'm excited to try it. You've already tried it. So tell me about the eating experience.
I think it'd be great. Why don't we let the listeners hear it for themselves?
All right, folks, here you go.
Hey, produce people. So we're here in Toronto, Canada, and I am at the Dole booth at the CPMA show. I'm here with Bill Goldfield. Bill, good to be here with you, man.
Good to be here with you, Patrick.
Listen, we're always on the phone. We're chatting about what we're going to do next at one of the shows, what products of the entire Dole Food Company that we're going to represent. And you asked me the other day, have I tried
the new Golden Selection pineapple?
And I said, no.
No, you haven't. So today we're going to try it.
What am I going to expect, though?
So we just launched this new pineapple. And, you know, when you think of pineapple, you think of Dole. Well, this is our newest, sweetest pineapple ever.
Ever.
So it's cultivated in Costa Rica. It's kind of an artisanal pineapple. We spent a lot of time hands-on cultivating it and how we do this and the process and making sure that it gets to be the sweetest vine you can have.
Okay.
Golden shell color. So let's give it a try.
All right. I think we should. All right. Let's give it a little smell.
Smell sweet. It's a light fragrance, but when you taste it, you're going to be in heaven.
All right. Here we go. Definitely a lot sweeter than your MD2.
Exactly.
Right?
Typical. It's a softer, more softer texture to the pineapple.
Mm.
And very sweet.
So what variety is it? What is this variety? What do they call it?
Well, it's not necessarily a different variety than you're used to seeing. Mm. It's the way we're growing it that makes it different and unique. So, like I said, the artisanal way of doing it, the hands-on, the sun, the areas where we're growing it.
Okay.
And just that aspect makes it so unique and premium. Only 6% of our pineapples can be called Golden Selection.
6%. I was going to say, because there's a difference. Sometimes you cut those pineapples, and they're white in the middle.
Right.
I'm not going to say who those guys are, but you cut them, you get the green ones from the store, right? You cut them, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What do we got going on here? And then you know what they taste like, obviously.
These are
going
to be golden
all the time.
Inside riding out every time.
So having one right here, I'm used to obviously going to the store. If I saw one this golden, I'd be like, man, this is like really overripe. Compared to the normal one that is completely green with a yellow blemish, that you're like, okay, we know this one. This is the traditional one we see in the store.
Correct.
So when you see this, this is exactly the color you're looking for.
You're looking for, yeah. And the green ones are also very ripe, too. They're just not going to be as sweet as this. If you a less sweet pineapple, there's nothing wrong with the green ones. But if you want sweet and you want that elevated experience, it's Golden Selection.
This is it?
Yep.
All right. Well, we tried it. We're here at the Dole booth. What to expect next from Dole for the rest of the year?
We're going to have more salads. We're going to have more bananas. We're going to have more pineapple. And then we're going to start getting into berries and all the stone fruit. So keep aware, because we're coming at you.
And stay tuned, because we have my son, Ty, that's going to be cooking some of the Dole recipes on our YouTube channel. So we'll see you in the fields and on the horizon.
That was great, Patrick. So flavor. I mean, come on, man. I mean, listening to you do that, tell me again, like I asked you about the banana. Give me the feeling that hit your taste buds.
Yeah, this one was different, because I was expecting the MD2 acid taste, right? A little bit of sweet, but a little bit of acid, because we all know what the MD2s are, right? I mean, you can get these things green as can be. You can slice them open and they're white inside. You can get these MD2s green as can be. They be yellow and golden inside, right? Dan, you've seen it, right, in your store. You can cut up the same pineapple and it can be two different colors, right, on the scale
absolutely.
Of the interior color. So again, it was right off the bat, it was very gold fleshed, a little bit of green, I would say, in the flesh. The stalk
really?
Of the crown was still very, I would say, prominent, holding high like a crown, right? It wasn't wilted over like you would expect your pineapple that you've seen in the stores for an extra few days, right, Dan? And then the smell, it had an aroma to it that was just so sweet. It kind of stung the nostrils, Dan, right? It got you a little bit. And then it was good. I popped that baby in my mouth, and it was just a gusher. You know, like the gusher is like the kids, it pops in your mouth. This thing popped once it hit my mouth, and just juice exploded. So it was a very good pineapple. And according to Bill, he said that there's not that many of them. So there's only a certain amount of groves that they're doing this with, and they're experimenting more, but they're coming out with a better eating experience for the consumer. And I think that's what was so cool about it, right? And that they're focusing on delivering a better quality over quantity, you know, Steve Jobs there, right? Making it a better experience when you look for a pineapple, and given the education of what they're actually doing.
The good thing about this pineapple, as well as the flavor and the sweetness and the lower acid, I'll get to that in a minute, but it's only going to be at the most a buck higher than most of the other pineapples that you get in the store. So it's not going to be this exorbitant price that we see on other pineapples. But also, I miss the old Champaca variety of pineapple, where it had a higher acid content and a core that you couldn't eat. So sometimes what I'll do is I will let my pineapples ferment, because a pineapple will not ripen after it's been picked. You know, in the old days, they would say, pull one of the leaves out of the crown of the pineapple, and that'll tell you when it's ripe. Look, green, gold, whatever color, when it's picked, harvested, and packed, it's ready to eat, no matter what the color. But like Patrick said, you're going to get a better eating experience out of this special technique that they have with this pineapple. So a pineapple will only ferment after it's been picked. It will not ripen. You know, the old days, they would say, well, stand it upside down in the kitchen and that'll ripen it up. That might take the juices of the pineapple, the sugars, and shift them around a bit so it's distributed throughout the pineapple evenly after it's been displayed standing up, but it's not going to ripen any further. So I'm excited to try one. Like I said, one is coming to me any day now.
Do you remember the 7350 variety?
I don't remember numbers, but I remember the names. The 7350 variety.
So the 7350 was actually the cultivation, right? Right. That's what the number they had put on it in their, what do you call it, their patent. It was the 7350. I'm trying to find it. So I went to Hawaii in 2012. And I went for the International Pineapple Organization Conference. And I actually got this book called The Pineapple, Botany, Production, and Uses by Dr. Bartholomew KG Rohrbach. And I actually got to meet them. They signed the book for me. And we had a lot of conversation around, you know, the pineapple industry and how screwed up it is. We're not going to get into all that. But this book has all the varieties in it. It talks about where it was planted, how it was planted, how to get the best production, when to get the best production. And actually a pretty cool book that I, you know, had for the last 10 years. And one of the things that I'll tell you that, you know, pineapple is definitely a mysterious item. And
an herb.
Yeah. I mean,
it berry really on an herb from
and it's definitely studying. An experience though. Definitely an experience though, Dan. And I'm not going to get into it, but I am going to talk about it on another show about another pineapple. It could be a different color. I know you've tried it, but we're not going to talk about it today, but we will talk about another pineapple very shortly.
Well, my son's going to be there next week. He's going to send me the full report from the pineapple plantation. And we used to get pineapples in 2-layer boxes, Patrick. Okay. 2-layer boxes, 8s, 12s, and 14s with a particle cardboard in between each layer. And those were the old varieties that had the higher acid, which I like. I like both. But anyway, I'm looking forward to your next pineapple venture. I'm looking forward to receiving the pineapple soon and doing a little video myself. And we'll just keep it rolling. Folks, it's the Produce Industry Podcast. Be sure to listen to the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly, as well as the Produce Industry Show on YouTube. And don't forget about the Produce Industry app. You got to have that. Download that now on your phone, your watch, your tablet, your washing machine, whatever, wherever you can download a app to do it, because it's a great resource. And then don't forget to check out my YouTube and Rumble pages called Dan the Produce Man. And all my social media can be found at DanTheProduceMan.com. And until next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan, the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan, the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.